Shout out to the guest line. We welcome in from the winning locker room of the Carolina Panthers. We welcome in Daryl Williams. Daryl, congratulations on the win, and thanks for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, so you guys, first game of the season, you come out, get a big win for the Panthers after a struggle kind of this last season. What did you feel like going into this game was your guys' main goal when it comes to the run game?
Our main goal is just to be physical and run it downhill, you know, to rush for 100 yards and, just to be physical.
What did you see from Cam Newton at the quarterback spot that you really liked?
He looked the same to me, but, you know, my back is turned to him all the time if I'm protecting him, so I can't really see everything that he's doing. Unless I'm not doing my job. So.
that's very true. You know, obviously a lot of fans are, fantasy-wise, are all excited about the rookie Christian McCaffrey. Had some big plays again today. What's it been like, even though you're blocking for him as well, what's it been like watching his development so far since he got to camp?
He's a real smart guy. You know, I think he picked his offense, like, really early when he came in. We're just glad to have him, you know, glad to have the skill set.
What's Ron Rivera preached to you guys since OTAs and training camp and everything's been going? What's the one thing he's preached to you guys as you're trying to get back to the playoffs?
Definitely to be physical, you know, and that's definitely on the O-line. In the beginning of the week coming into this game, we wanted to be physical, if anything, you know, and we wanted to rush for 100 yards, and that's pretty much it.
You know, Daryl, the season this year, after disappointing your last year with the Super Bowl the year before for the Carolina Panthers organization, expectations are kind of high again. What is it going to take for you guys as a team offensively and defensively to get back to the Super Bowl this upcoming season?
I think just taking it one game at a time, you know, scoring a lot of points, protecting Cam, running the ball, you know, getting Stu and McCaffrey out there, you know, getting their yards, you know, and just being smart.
How nice was it to see Luke Kuechly get back in there and get an interception and play a full game and just fly around like Luke Kuechly does?
It's like he never left, man. Yeah. I'm glad he's on our team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dale, we'll just get you out of here on this one. I know you are from Texas, so and as are we. We're here in Houston right now, so hope the family's okay. And, you know, what's it been like seeing the reaction to Hurricane Harvey from what J.J. Watt has been doing with the Texans and the money he's raised? You know, what's it been like seeing kind of the community in Texas as a whole state come together?
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing what J.J. Watt's doing. I think Fozzie has a couple events this weekend, this week to raise money or to help Houston. And, you know, it's just amazing. Us all coming together, you know, for one city. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to do the same for Miami or the other cities affected by the other hurricane.
He is Daryl Williams, tackle for the Carolina Panthers. Big win today, 23-3 over the 49ers. Daryl, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.